Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, thanks for clicking. Big weekend ahead. Niners Lions. Guy here with a conversation with Tim Kawakami. Always love talking to Tim. See Tim around Niners a lot lately, and so appreciate him letting me grab him for a few minutes to talk about Niners-Lions. We got his prediction in this conversation, as well as a lot of Brock Purdy. And he had just talked to Kyle Shanahan, and that conversation he had with Kyle's in his feed, the TK show. And we talk a lot about what he learned, what he has learned, what he thinks as it relates to Kyle. TK shows where you can find more Tim audio. Tim does the TK show there. He does North and South there. He just put out one I saw with a conversation about Jim Harbaugh. And 49ers Plus Minus, his podcast with Matt Barrows, is always immediate play, immediate click. The second that podcast loads up in my feed, I immediately listen. I'm sure you already do, but if you don't, go check it out. And of course, Tim, great, great every time out in The Athletic. So before we get to Tim, I just want to remind you that we're brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Thanks to Tito's for the sponsorship deep into the playoff run. Tito's Handmade Vodka, whether you are having it at home, maybe some people over to the house, you got to have some Tito's on hand. You're going to somebody's house, bring some Tito's. You will be a hit. And if you're going to the bar, always a good order. Tito's and soda, a little lime, Tito's and water with a lemon, Tito's and a little ginger, ginger beer maybe, a Moscow Mule, Tito's Mule. And, of course, there's, the show favorite, the Arnold Palmer iced tea lemonade mixed with Tito's. And when you mix those two things together, you get a John Daly. Whatever you do, just remember, Tito's crafted to be savored responsibly. Here we go, Tim Kawakami.
TK, mm-hmm. Niners Lions, mm-hmm. How you feeling? What do you think?
You know,
did they lose some shine?
Yeah, yes, and I think in everybody's opinion. And I don't think the Lions look great either. You know, they're different moment for them. But I definitely think the 49ers could have lost last game to an inferior team, Green Bay Packers, than the Lions are. If they play like that, they clearly could lose this game. I would not have thought that. I think any dome team coming into an outdoor stadium on the road is tough. I always think that. I've thought that for my entire career. I think when I first started, I was covering the Barry Sanders kind of first playoff team. May only made the playoffs once or twice, and they just didn't look the same, you know, on the grass, like at RFK Stadium in Washington or wherever it was. I get the feeling that this Lions team is very similar. Now, I think they are good. I think they stopped the run. That's what this 49ers understand that part. Like, what do they always say? Stop the run, run the ball. I was talking to Shanahan today after his presser, and old school, I called him like, you coach like an older guy. And he's like, I don't think like that, but he does. But that's stuff I like. Like, I know I think a lot of people don't. They hated the end of the first half. They hated kind of the percentage plays that he does. He's not going to do wild stuff. He's not going to fake punt. I think that wins you games more than it loses you games if you have the better talent. I think they've got the better talent on Sunday. Doesn't mean there won't be an interception or a ball bouncing around or a kickoff return. By the way, we learned that, and I kind of was thinking that. They didn't intentionally kick short. That was just Moody kicking it short accidentally. Like, they're not going, oh, God, we've got this great strategy. We're going to kick short and watch it come back on them 50 straight times. Yeah. They did it for like 10 straight times. They're not trying to do that anymore. That was just a mishit. That's why, you know, the Moody thing is still up in the air. That's not strategy. That's just bad kickoff. So I just, if they take out those random things, which is Shanahan's stated goal. Like, I don't want the crazy, I just want to beat this team, whatever team in front of me, if I have more talent. I'm paraphrasing, this is not him saying this.
Yeah.
With more talent and better strategy and just stay to it and stick to it, you will win most of the time. Now, you will not win every time, and they almost lost, no question. But a few things don't happen on last Saturday, they lose that game. That was one, maybe Shanahan's conservatism kind of brought them closer to losing, but they did not lose. And I think that sort of game, if they just play sharper, they will win this game by 10. They just got to play better. Maybe they won't, but I do have more, you know, I have more faith in that sort of idea than most people do. I grew up covering Parcells, you know, Gibbs. Gibbs a little more open offensively. I just believe in that stuff when you've got the better team. I get it. It's frustrating. It did not look good at the end of the first half. It did not work at the end of the first half and then the beginning of the third to try to get that lap. But I think it does, you know, when you should win, you usually win. You don't throw away stuff. And I think you can play a similar game to beat the Lions if Brock Purdy's just a little more sharp, if they just play the run a little bit better. Those are issues. We'll see. But I just think they're not going to coach themselves into a loss. Maybe people thought they kind of did last game. They didn't lose. I understood a lot of it. I wouldn't have done it, but I understood it, and I understand it going into this game.
I didn't bring Tim Kawak. I'm here to talk kicking. But, you know, what's interesting about that kick, it went to the goal line. Yeah. It was 4.11, 4.12. Mm-hmm. I timed it a couple times this morning, which is that's top end of the league.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
Air time.
Yeah, it was up in the air. There's no question.
And they're much better than they were in terms of kickoff return percentage than they were last year with Robbie, who was like 53% of the time they got a return. This year they're 33% of the time they get a return, which is fifth highest in the league. Mm-hmm. Touchback 60% of the time, that's 23rd in the NFL. There's something that's, and my question would be, does it also show up in his field goal kicking? Is he an inconsistent ball striker?
Yes.
Is that what's happening here?
I believe that. I think that's the overarching thing. You know, some people, oh no, he's just like popping. Oh, he's making everything. What are you talking about? No, there's some mishits. Even some his makes. People, we're looking at like some of those extra points are going, you know, and I've talked to you guys. He doesn't aim to hit it right. He aims it right to try to turn it over left, and when it goes straight right, that's a dead miss. And he does that sometimes. So what happens? He's not one of the best kickers in the league. You live with it. They're in this position. But I suspected that they weren't trying to kick it short. Like, you keep asking about it, and, you know, and they don't say anything. Like, I think they're not trying to do that. And you know, and their coverage unit isn't as good as it was, say, last year or the previous year. They've obviously switched some of the coverage stuff up. You know, that could have lost them the game on Saturday. That single kickoff return could have lost them. They get ahead.
Came right after the McCaffrey
touchdown.
They
get the emotions. Okay, everything, here it is. The game's, they got it back under control, and that thing comes right back on their ass.
Right.
And various other things. You know, things that we're not used to seeing them do. That was one of them, the 53-yard run after they pin him back down, you know, late to midway through the fourth quarter. These are things we're not used to seeing. If those things happen on Sunday, I think they're going to lose.
Yeah, the difference, I think one of the differences between Detroit and Green Bay is Detroit's like a more experienced version of Green Bay, right?
Yep.
They've got a lot of skill guys just like Green Bay. They're more, LaPorta's not established in terms of time in the league, but Amon-Ra St. Brown is, right? He's kind of the golden, they got the two running backs. Jahmyr Gibbs, I think, is a...
That guy is the thing, he might hurt the 49ers.
I think he's about as close to McCaffrey as you can. Breece Hall's kind of close when you look, but Jahmyr Gibbs is pretty close.
There are a lot of running backs, I think, like every time he touches the ball on a swing pass, he could go.
Yeah.
Like McCaffrey, yes, obviously. And Jahmyr Gibbs, I think he could. And that's the kind of guy, like the 49ers play it straight, and then you got the linebacker on him, and then the linebacker misses the tackle. Has happened. That could go 70 the other way.
There's only two guys in the league that have more 15-yard carries than Gibbs, and it's Breece Hall and Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, there's an explosiveness now. Is it the same on grass as it has on turf? And, you know, maybe that's simple of me to say, but I do
that's
always
true.
Wonder
that's
about that. I always do wonder about that. We know Goff is a better player, better quarterback inside than he is outside. Again, this isn't, you know, we'll see. The 49ers aren't that great when it rains either, as we saw. I think the forecast still is that it's going to be dry on Sunday. I think it's wet
supposed
today.
It's supposed to be dry today
I
got here
exactly.
And it rained on me.
You never know. You never know. And it's freaking cold, by
the way.
Yeah, it
is cold.
So it might be conditions game, and, you know, that's okay. I don't think the Lions are perfectly suited for it, but they are better suited for it than a team that doesn't have those defensive linemen, that doesn't play the run as well as they do. They do not play the pass very well. We know that. Well, the Packers and they don't, went in not playing the pass very well, and they look pretty good.
Kyle tried to throw.
Yep. And he kept throwing. I will say, have said this, on, like, I don't know that you could have gone into a shell in that game. Like, even if he wanted to, if it was Jimmy throwing two interceptions and, you know, Kyle would want to go into a shell, you couldn't have gone into a shell in that game because you were down.
But is it a shell if you're giving it to Christian McCaffrey? Is that really a shell?
If they're overplaying it, you know. And I don't think they were crazily overplaying it, but they were ready for that. They were not giving up the kind of stuff we see when McCaffrey's just going. They only ran the ball 25 times, and what, six of those were Purdy. So clearly there was not something schematically that Shanahan loved. I don't think that was a game where you could just go, we're turning around and giving it to Christian McCaffrey 30 times, and we're going to get, you know, and it was obviously not a game where Elijah Mitchell was going to play at all, because guess what? He did not play at all. I think the Lions might be similar. I think they're going to have the same commitment, right? Let's see if Brock Purdy is going to have another bad game. And make sure that Christian McCaffrey doesn't beat you. And by the way, in the Christian McCaffrey not beat you, he gets two touchdowns.
Right.
One of them, you know, it's a monster run. I think they will again play it to see if Brock Purdy can be better than he was on Saturday, because he was not great. He was not great whether the ball was wet or not. I think the decisions were weird. He said himself today, like, he got a little tentative after the near pick on his first pass. I don't know whether that was affected by the rain or not, but he definitely looked.
That was bizarre because that was, he usually doesn't get tricked or whatever happened there.
It's like he was determined to throw it there, and there was a guy there. And I don't know whether he just thought, okay, I got the grip right now, so I'm going to throw it right now. I don't know. I mean, we saw him patting the ball a little extra. We saw him, like, just, and then I would have asked, I didn't ask because that's okay today. I'm not going to complain about not getting a question. And I did that on my podcast, and I was wrong because I just muted myself.
Big man, only a big man would have said that.
Oops. I was not happy about that. But that was my
rant
own fault. My own fault. Listen to the podcast. You hear my rant.
Yeah.
The only thing I would ask Purdy today was, you were different on that last drive, though. There's no question. There was a different feel to him. He wasn't doing this thing with the ball. I don't sense that he was ever felt tentative about the way he was throwing the ball. Even as we said, the one incompletion going 6 for 7 was that Kittle dropped. Like, this was a guy who felt under control for that drive. So what happened on that drive? He probably wouldn't have said, here's exactly what we did. We did this, we cleaned the ball here, and then I'm a... But that throw to Conley was a great throw.
Yeah, and I talked to your boy. You said you claimed Chris Conley, but I've also claimed Chris Conley because we were both at Incirlik Air Force Base in Turkey at the same time. Our dads were both in the service. But I asked Chris Conley today, how many times do you think you've caught that ball from Brock Purdy? And he said maybe once or twice.
In practice, even?
Period, including practice and the preseason.
Because, you know, he was practicing in training camp. I mean,
but he said he probably will catch in, like, full team, maybe a ball a day from Brock, and then he'll get some balls from Brock in on air, where they're running drills. Yeah. But depends if Brock's on his side that day or not, because they'll all rotate through. But he told me he thought he's caught that ball on that route from Brock maybe once or twice this year.
Brock threw it like he was throwing to Tyuk.
Well, that's what he said. I said, what made the play? He said, well, I know the route, and Brock just ripped it. So he gave Brock the credit for trusting him, I think, is what he was saying.
It was, you can tell, we've talked about this, I think, like, there's routes and there's receivers that Purdy just feels confident about.
Yeah.
And it's usually number 11. It's usually on a route like that or coming back over the middle, and he's just ripping out. The first one was kind of like that, and he threw it to the wrong team.
Yeah. He trusts Juwan.
And Juwan went up and got it on that third down play. Like, there's some things that you can just tell that he has faith in. Probably doesn't have that much faith in Ray McLeod right now. Like, he talked about it. It was very interesting. He does not usually go into detail. I guess it was the camera angle that showed him not being happy about it. And Shanahan even mentioned it after the game. Like, there probably was a misread where he was throwing it to a spot that Ray decided to go to another spot. Those are things that, like, I go back to, I always compare him to Breeze now because other people have done it. Like, when Breeze, he throws to a spot. Like, when he got pissed at a receiver, you are not at the spot. I got to believe you're going to be there. Aikman talks about this all the time. I have to believe you're going to cross the face.
Manning had to have been that way,
exactly.
At least later, like, in his career, right?
And I don't know if he talked about it. Maybe he does a little bit now. But, like, Elway was like, yeah, just get someone. I'm going to fire as hard as I can. The same thing.
As soon as you're
open. But the quarterbacks who play with more touch, who throw, who don't have the howitzer arms, Tua is similar to this. I need you to be where I think you're going to be because I'm throwing it before you make that cut.
Right.
Like, we've seen it with Brock. Yeah. And he for sure as hell believes that in Ayuk. We've seen it against the Seahawks. I mean, still the best throw I think I've seen him. Maybe one of the best throws the 49er quarterback's thrown in a long time. Kaepernick might have had one or two like that, but they were different
Bolden
than that.
Well, the Anquan Boldin ball against the Seahawks as well in the back of the end zone was a great ball.
But the guy is running to a spot, is not there yet, and he's believing that that's where the ball's got to go.
Yeah.
And he threw that one to Conley like that. That's to say that's what that thought was like. I am stepping in, and you are going to make that cut, and that's exactly what I thought. And it was different. I don't remember maybe one or two balls earlier in the game that was like that, but I can't remember them, even if he did. The Kittle touchdown. That was a pretty good pass.
It was.
And that was.
He lets it go, and Kittle's on the 10.
Yeah. And that had some arm to it, and that was perfectly located. But that's what we're used to, right? That's the Purdy that we've seen all season. It just didn't show up for most of that game.
Oh, the places ground beef from Butcher Box can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about ButcherBox for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham, code HAM. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app, because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game, and I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone, go to your iPad, download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert, get outside, enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We don't have to spend our time here doing Jordan Love debates or whatever. Yeah. But I think it's the flat-footed throws is where you kind of see the difference.
Yep. And that's some arm strength is that, right? That's
size. I think you get hit by a guy. There's an arm in front of you. That sort of thing. But isn't it funny? On the most important drive of the year, they had Conley and Ray McLeod were on the field.
Well, I mean, they were down a receiver, right? They're down a very important receiver in Deebo Samuel. But yes, I think. Again, I don't want to laugh about it, but I think Conley should have been playing more. I think Conley is a good receiver.
You really are a very big Conley guy.
Yeah, I just think he looks like Ayuk. Like, you need guys who have that physical feel. Like, I can get here, and even if the guy bumps me, I'm still going to get there. Yeah. That's what I believe in Ayuk. Like, a little bounce, I'm still going to be on the spot. You bump maybe Ray McLeod, and he goes 7 yards offline a little bit. Those are the kind of receivers I think work in a Shanahan timing. You look at the receivers that were great for Manning, different system, but similar quarterback. Marvin Harrison was going to be exactly where you wanted him to be, where you needed him to be. And if I throw it there, I don't care if there's a guy bumping him, he's going to find his way to get there. Not that Conley's great. I just think that catch was everything I thought that he might be able to do from back in the training camp. That's because Barros makes fun of me for it. But I just think this guy, the smaller, the Ronnie Bells, I'm always making fun of him. But I don't know that he gets to that spot. Get to that spot. Be in that spot. Have the speed and the talent to get there, but also the commitment that I've got to be exactly where that ball is going to be. And I think Chris Conley. I mean, Ayuk is the definition of that. And I think Chris Conley's got some of that.
So as it relates to Purdy, did that game in any way change your opinion on what a Super Bowl might, should the Niners beat the Lions, of what they would need from him in a rematch with the Ravens or the Chiefs?
The Ravens thing obviously is the other thing that gives you pause. I think, I've been high on Purdy. I know you guys have been high on Purdy. I think a lot of them, although John was kind of banging him on, you had to calm him down a little bit.
Yeah, you end up arguing
extreme. Yeah, that's why I think the MVP talk in some ways was a disservice to him.
Yeah.
Just the conversation of it.
Because it put him in a category.
Exactly. He's better than Lamar Jackson. You think he's better than Lamar? No. I always think MVP talk is kind of dumb because it's just like, let it happen. You want to win games. Winning games gets you awards, not awards win you games. I 100% believe that in all sports, in all cases. I think with Purdy, it especially sets him up because, you guys like this little guy who doesn't really run, who doesn't have the greatest. Oh, you think he's better than these other guys. No, take that out of discussion. Does he win games? Does he do things that help you win games? He did at the end of that game. He didn't do a ton of them, but they win the game. Get him to the next one. Get him to the next one. Then we'll judge the whole thing at the end. It's maybe a little boring, but he's not as physically skilled as these others. He's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not Josh Allen. He's not Lamar Jackson. He can be Drew Brees, though, a version of Drew Brees. And that guy won a hell of a lot of games, broke a lot of records. Kyle Shanahan will take that guy every single time. The wet weather for sure, I think, is, which probably won't happen Sunday, but we shall see. It clearly will not be wet in the Super Bowl. But I think you do see it when the pocket gets a little jumbled. Shanahan even mentioned, when there's a big defensive tackle in front of you, you're 6'1", you're not 6'4", the throwing lane's a little different. And we've seen Purdy, adjust his throwings because he's got guys in his face. Mm-hmm. I think the Packers did get guys in his face.
Yeah.
They weren't on top of him, but they were in his face. There are windows that he doesn't have, maybe, that other guys do, but he's also, he finds himself other windows because he can move a little bit.
Yeah.
Because he can you know, have the exact kind of anticipation for where the ball needs to go. I guess I never thought he was going to be Patrick Mahomes. I thought he could be a version of Drew Brees. I don't think that's changed. Maybe I'm even more definitive that he's not going to be Patrick Mahomes, but I think we're pretty sure. I think, again, that's where that MVP, that, like, just say what his stats are. Just say the team's won, and then let the argument go from there. You don't need to keep saying he's the MVP. Again, it's just the whole other, and in the NFL, what does the MVP really mean? Does it just mean best quarterback? I mean, I don't like getting involved in, because you get stuck on that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think he's a guy, a get stuck quarterback. He's a guy who's going to be at different things at different levels at different times. It was a lower level on Saturday. I think he was due. And what I wrote is, like, by the way, though, you think this criticism is going to be bad for him? I think he loves this. Like, not like.
Maybe it's good for him.
It's like, hey, you think I'm that little guy that can't win? That's what you think? You think I'm Mr. Irrelevant? Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I think that has fueled him. He doesn't say it up at the podium, but I know him enough, that sort of thing. You know any competitor enough that that's going to be, you know, like, okay, let's see. You think that's who I am? Okay, we'll see what I am on Sunday.
One last thing, and then I'll you can get to.
Posting a podcast,
which is, it sounds like
audio file.
It sounds like maybe you're writing about this a little bit, but what does this game mean for Kyle Shanahan? And you know, when you say that, you say, I think in this case, losing means so much more than winning would mean. Winning means getting a chance to finally get the one he needs. But where are you with him?
You know, I've thrown the Andy Reid thing out there. It's obviously you're looking at back in retrospect that Andy Reid does not win a Super Bowl for 15 years as a coach. And that is now not a problem, obviously.
Right.
I think Shanahan is. I've been meaning to talk to him about this. Not tipping anything. I talked to him about competing with Bill Belichick, competing with Pete Carroll. That's when this idea began. It's like, what was it like to compete? What did you learn from those guys? This was not pertaining to the NFC Championship game. This was just something that we've been meaning to talk about.
So this will be out or is coming.
Yeah, posting it as an audio file. And I said, he doesn't have much time. He doesn't have much time. But then then turned into his place on, you know, the long, now he and McVay are the two longest tenure head coaches in the NFC. And he's kind of like, yeah, wow, you know, kind of, you know. Yeah. And what I said is something I think that you would agree with. I was like, you know, he goes, I don't feel old. You know, my players look at me differently. I've got gray hair. I think you coach like an old guy. I think you've always coached like an old guy. And he's like, really? I don't think so at all. Like, people wouldn't say that. I go, yeah, you do. You're playing the percentages. You're not doing crazy stuff. He goes, well, that's because I've learned. I've learned from, you know, when I was a coordinator, maybe as a coordinator, you wouldn't say the same thing about me.
Interesting.
And, you know,
so practice hard.
How do you prepare? No question. I didn't ask about the physicality of it. You know, the new guys maybe kind of look at me, whoopee, I'm doing this, that. You know, and I know fans do love this. I'm more old school. Does it win you games? Like, it's exciting, they're going for it on fourth down. Okay, wait a minute. Did it help you win the game? Kyle doesn't do that shit, right? Kyle is trying to do what's going to cause the least amount of random things. It's because his team's better, his scheme's better. We'll see if that happens in the end. I did ask him, like, this is your fourth NFC Championship game. This is something that you feel you got now? No, not got as in I got to win, meaning got, like, I got how this process works. He goes, yeah, and especially because the players understand what this is. And it isn't like we're going to keep doing it. We never think that. We understand how hard it is to get to this spot, how hard it is to win, and how hard it is if you lose to deal with, like all those things. So it wasn't pertaining, because this wasn't meant for right now, it was supposed to be a couple weeks ago, it just got postponed. We're talking more general than the moment, but I did ask him about an NFC Championship game. That this is a system that has got them to this place. They do have to break through. They have to win a Super Bowl. Everyone understands that. But I do feel like this is an Andy Reid thing. Like, it doesn't mean it's going to take 15 years. You know, go 11 in the Eagles and not win, and then go 4 in the Chiefs. But I feel like this is set up to be like that.
Yeah.
You got to get Mahomes. You know, he gets Mahomes dropped in. That's a whole other thing. But, you know, would the teams that had Andy Reid, are they mad that they had Andy Reid when he didn't win a Super Bowl? I don't think so. I think, you know, and at some point that is going to break through for the 49ers. I've written that a million times.
Yeah.
I don't know when that's going to be. They certainly are set up to do it this season. They get to the Super Bowl and it's the Ravens. You know, they will be underdogs. We shall see. But I think the idea that just kind of came as I was talking to him and as we were batting around this topic before it happened and now that it's happening right now, is that he's one of the guys, right? He is not just one of the guys schematically. He's one of the establishment coaches.
He's one of the main characters.
There is no question. You go, it's Kyle Shanahan's 49ers. Right. This was probably the case even 2 years ago, 3 years ago, but this is really the case now. Pete Carroll's no longer there. Belichick, wherever, and he might not coach again. I don't know. You take those chess pieces off the board, who's the big time guys? You still got, you got Reed, you've got John Harbaugh, you've got Sean McVay, and you've got Kyle Shanahan. There's
Tomlin.
Tomlin and somebody, but he's not there at the end anymore, in these big, big, big games. So, and we saw what happened when Kyle's, Nick Sirianni goes up and he goes down. That's not happening, as far as I'm concerned, with Kyle Shanahan's 49ers. So that's kind of the overall accidental theme of what our conversation turned out to be. And I will post it, unless I'm told I can't, but I believe I will. It's just a conversation. These are interesting times for him.
Yeah.
And that you can't play terribly, you can't lose the game, but he's the guy. He walks into the room in the NFL Owners meetings, he's one of the guys. There's no question about it. Counting the fact that all these assistants of his are head coaches, that's part of it.
Right.
But just he's the guy. He carries himself like a guy, and when we look back on it, and again, I started covering Parcells, I started covering Jimmy Johnson. He's one of those. He's getting to be one of those guys. You've got to win a Super Bowl. Everyone will go scream at me. No, yeah, you're saying he's the guy. Yes, you must win a Super Bowl.
In your mind, and I think you're right, it just validates what you already believed. It doesn't elevate him to a new tier of NFL coach.
No, exactly. He doesn't want to be. He doesn't want to be Mr. Powerful in the meetings, right? He doesn't. He understands that just out of tenure, just out of being in all these big games, they're going to have 50 million people watch this game. Yeah. That matters. Yeah. Those things matter. And the Cowboys are gone. The Eagles are gone. He's still there. All these are topics that are kind of going through my head as we're talking and as I'm talking with you.
Good.
So when you read the column later, maybe you will hear some of these things. But I'm going to post this. It's a 9-minute conversation.
Okay.
That's
really cool. So TK Show,
yep.
Podcast feed. This is just to be clear, so people understand what you're doing. You are posting the audio of you and
audio,
Kyle Shanahan.
We call it audio files.
It's like an interview.
I had one with Brock Purdy. It's mostly very specific things that I get time alone with somebody that could fit on a podcast, but it's not a podcast.
Right.
It's just a conversation that I'm going to write. Column. But might as well just use the audio, right? You got the audio, might as well use it.
That's rules here.
All right, so there was Tim. Thanks for checking it out. Thanks for listening. Share it with somebody. You can go check out the YouTube and more stuff. Ton of content over on the YouTube channel, including a long live stream I did with Larry Kruger on Thursday, the last pod with John on Wednesday, and more stuff coming up this weekend. So as always, thanks for checking out and checking in and checking out or whatever. And we'll talk to everybody soon. Later.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.